When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin has a lot of respect for the New England Patriots, and they have a good run defense, which, by the way, is going to be a huge factor in this game. That's where this comes down, doesn't it?
Yeah,
this
maybe
game
they,
this week.
Any chance they didn't bring in a wide receiver yesterday, did you?
Me?
It was Tuesday. No, did they?
I went to the airport. I was going to bring one in, but nobody came to the car.
Ah, good effort, though, Jeff. I give you credit.
Thanks.
For a guy that once picked up who? Bill Cowher?
I offered Bill a ride.
He was like,
he thought he better,
my mom told me not to talk to strangers.
He thought he better wait.
I don't know. I haven't checked on it. Did somebody cut the grass?
Did you tell him the story of you? Did he remember that? That you offered him a ride?
I think I told him on the show when we talked to him here on the show.
And he was like, oh, Gib, nice to, oh, no, Jeff. Jeff, was that it? Ron?
Do I now need to tell the Bill Cowher story?
Yeah, I think you do. It's a good story. Ladies and gentlemen, story time with Jeff Phelps.
Baskin takes. See, Kevin just spoke.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about
what did Kevin say? Dan, what did Kevin say?
You just
give
took
it
us
to
right
me.
Down this
give
path.
Give it to me in 3 seconds. What did Kevin say?
Conklin looks like he's on the right track. Hopefully, David Njoku is back. We have a lot of respect for the New England Patriots and what they've been able to accomplish. Props to Vrabes. Back to you.
Boom.
Props to Vrabes.
So now I ask you, Dan Menigan just gave you 15 seconds of everything that Kevin just said, or would you like to hear a really interesting story about Jeff Phelps and Bill Cowher? 216-474-0092. I think the majority of people would like to hear a good, there's nothing better than a bridge and a good Jeff Phelps story.
So when the Browns were getting ready to, they were looking for a coach, and they were interviewing Belichick. So we're trying to track down. This is back when local news really mattered. We're trying to track down Belichick.
What is this local news you speak of?
And we staked him out, and we got Art getting Bill into the car over at the Browns offices and taking him to the airport and dumping him off. And the Browns were kind of being real quiet about it. And we talked to Belichick walking through the airport after he had checked in at the ticket counter. So. You know, we spent hours trying to get sound with this guy. So we did. And the Browns were just not cooperative at all.
Six.
And I actually called the airlines and lied and said, you know, hey, I'm supposed to pick up my buddy at the airport. I can't reach him and I don't know his flight information and everything else. And they told me when he was coming in.
Oh, you little investigative reporter. Unethical investigative reporter.
Oh, it was unethical as you know what. And you couldn't do it in this day and age, you know, different world.
You probably could. So pull it off.
And then we hear Cowher would be interviewing for the job, just to kind of show you the different approach going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I call the Kansas City Chiefs, and I explain, you know, what I'm trying to do. And I said, could I talk to Bill Cowher? Yeah, hang on.
Are you serious?
Phone rang. Hello, Bill Cowher. Bill answered the phone in his office.
And he said his own name?
Yeah.
What'd you think he was going to have somebody?
I
16 people.
And I just said, you know, hey, Bill, it's Jeff Phelps in Cleveland. And I knew Bill.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, I knew Bill a little bit from when he was here, you know, working with Marty. Yeah. And he went, hey, Jeff, how you doing? You know, and now he wouldn't know me from Adam. But back then, you know, he remembered. And
you have a forgettable face.
And I just said, you know, I said, hey, are you coming in? We'd love to talk to you at the airport. Yeah. Here's my flight information.
Oh, that was cool.
So this was, there was something going on.
Jeff, no one would have the guts to do that now. You know that, right? Like, most reporters don't even have the guts to make that phone call.
So
I take that back.
There was
most TV reporters.
There was something going on, and you couldn't get down to the gates. And this was during the era when, you know, you could just walk into the airport and walk down to the gate and, you know, meet your relatives. They're getting off the plane. Yeah. You can't do that now.
With big signs.
So we're standing.
Congratulations,
we're standing outside, you know, the screening area and all that stuff. Well, there wasn't even a whole lot of screening, just where you had your bags x-rayed. And Bill comes walking out and he sees us and he walks over to us.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, good to see you, blah, 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 blah. And we did a little interview and we got done. And Bill says, and when Belichick came in, when he came in and we were there waiting just like this, we were waiting. The Browns ushered him out a side door in the terminal to a car waiting on the tarmac to bring him to the offices in Berea. Coward just walks down. We do the interview. Hey, Jeff, you seen anybody from the Browns? Bill, I haven't. There's somebody supposed to pick me up. Yeah, I haven't seen anybody. Dang. Well, we're going that way, Bill. You want a ride? He went, yeah.
But you weren't. You were not going that way.
Well, no, but you know,
you would have gone out
it's right there.
Yeah, and then you would have been like, oh, look at this dirty news car we've got with pop cans in the back.
And then
wrappers.
And he said, you know what? I better wait. They said they're sending somebody over. And I thought, you have no chance of getting this job. Because they usher Belichick out a side door into a car waiting for him on the tarmac. And they can't even send a little cubby over to pick up Cower.
Too bad. Art was on the phone with Governor Glenn Denning at the time anyway, so what's the difference?
Governor Glenn Denning.
No, they won't give me a stadium. They gave the Indians a stadium.
Does the Mike Vrabel coaching the Patriots factor after being here for a year working in this facility with this team, does that do anything for you in this? I don't think it's bad at all.
I actually like Kevin's answer. Like, sometimes we overthink all of this stuff, right? And he's like, there's no trade secrets. He's right. There are no trade secrets. All you have to do is watch film of two games, and you pretty much know what you're getting.
Agreed completely.
So when it comes down to it, it's about talent on the field. You can scheme for your talent, and it doesn't matter. Like, Vrabel could have spent 15 years here. What's the difference? If the talent changes, you're scheming for the talent, and then he's got to try to break down the talent without being in the building or trying to understand. But I'm sure that odds are someone in the building in New England has already scouted out anyone that would be new talent that's here this year that wasn't here last year. Like, all those rookies, they have no impact with Vrabel, right? He doesn't know. He probably goes back and goes, man, you know, Carson Schwester, that guy plays the way I did. Relentless. That's probably what when you look at that kind of stuff, I do think it's a kind of a cool storyline, but I think it's completely overrated. And again, it comes back to, it's not, scheme is scheme, but it's scheme based on your talent. And, you know, I don't know that there's a huge event. It's football. At the end of the day, the goal of the game is to move the ball down the field and put it in the end zone.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with you completely. I'm not going to blow a lot of smoke about the Vrabel thing. Great. He was here. He needed a year.
Yeah, he needed a break.
And
although I still think we're all surprised he didn't land a gig like right away.
I think he's a really good football coach. I was surprised. And I think Tennessee's paying the price for it. You know, that didn't work. That was just that's the type of. See, that's the type of thing, like Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin's had some down years.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some years. He never had a losing season, but he's had some years. Okay, we're 9-8, we're 9-6, 9-7, excuse me. You know, whatever it was at the time. And we've had two or three of those in a row. But if the guy's a good coach, then he's a good coach. And that means you need to get him better players. And when you get better players, you can make it work. Vrabel is one of those guys. Well, that's a good football coach. And if he has the right talent, he's going to win. And if you don't have the right talent, you're not going to win.
No.
You have to have the combination, I think. Good coach, good players to win big.
I think the other part about Vrabel that makes him a good coach is like education has been his whole life. Look at the people he was around, you know. Bill Belichick in the NFL. Cower
in Pittsburgh,
right?
Yeah.
Even at Ohio State. But when you look at his true upbringing, his parents, they were both educators, you know, and then they were all, they were administrative educators too, beyond the classroom. So, I mean, if you're looking for someone to be able to teach, and remember, if you listened to Kevin last week and they were talking about Vrabes, they talked about how he worked with players individually.
Vrabes.
Rather, he's always been Vrabes, Jeff. He's been Vrabes since high school. Yeah.
I know, I just love it.
I know. But Vrabes. If you go back and look at what he did for the Browns, it wasn't big picture stuff. It was working with guys individually, one-on-one.
And young coaches, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I think, what does that do? That takes you back to his original background of growing up in a household with educators.
That's beautiful, Andy.
I'm just saying. And that's how football is born in Northeast Ohio. That's how one of our own goes on to be successful. Why can't we get one of our own here to get our team better so we can all be proud of everything?
We mentioned Belichick a little bit ago. And when you think about the Browns and the Patriots, the one big, big, big common thread is, okay, we let Bill figure out how to be a head coach here, and then you guys let him be a head coach and gave him the right talent, and look what he turned into.
We have a situation here, Andy. We have Vrabes, who was working for the Browns last year, coaching the New England Patriots this year.
Uh-oh.
And Vrabes, of course, played in New England for Bill Belichick, who, of course, started his head coaching career in Cleveland with the Browns.
You mean the famous North Carolina head football coach?
That's the one.
Okay.
And, you know, so there's the big connection. Belichick started here, and then he ends up in New England with a detour in between in New York with the NYJ, and then he ends up in New England, and you think, wow, Browns had him win. Well, there are others.
We had him in the building, Jeff.
Andy, there are others.
What do you mean, others?
Who did time with both of these franchises.
And I make it sound like they were in prison.
Well, in some cases, maybe they were here. In these situations, I think I love looking back, and I love looking at the guys who might have helped both franchises over the years, or at the very least, the most notable of the guys who played for our team. Are you game?
Yeah, what are we calling this?
Are you game?
Yes, what are we calling this?
We're calling this guys who played for the Browns and the Patriots, and we're going to talk about it here on Baskin and Phelps.
Wow, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I love it. The marching band was ready for it. I wasn't, but let's go, yeah.
We're going to start at quarterback because that's a great place to start. Friend of the show, Brian Hoyer.
Oh!
Played for both of these franchises, mainly for the Browns, of course, or excuse me, Patriots, but he was here for the Browns when he got duped over. And that still stinks. But you know what?
Yeah,
there aren't that many quarterbacks who actually played for both teams. We picked Brian over.
Okay.
Benny Testaverde, Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappi, who's here right now, Babe Parilli, and Andy?
I know, your favorite quarterback and mine. The
Dick
man
Shiner.
That changed the destiny of the Steelers, yes.
Dick Shiner. The former Maryland Terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
Best running back I could find who kind of played for both teams. There really wasn't one.
Okay, so we're switching positions now. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
We're
not going
back
in depth. I mean, what's there to go in depth about? Yeah, Hoyer played for both teams.
Okay.
We're just having some fun.
All right.
Pierre Strong, who was just here. There really wasn't a great running back who played for both teams. I did come up with two wide receivers that I liked a lot.
Okay.
Reggie Rucker.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can think of one other one, too.
And Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Josh had moments with both teams, moments when it looked like he was a Hall of Famer, and unfortunately that career was derailed.
Andre Davis and Kenny Britt, honorable mention.
Now, see, Andy does a Google, and he goes ahead and diverts the whole thing.
I'm not diverting anything. You didn't have him. I put him on the honorable mention
list. I was going to keep it tight and tidy and not, like, list every guy who ever played for both of these teams.
I didn't list everybody, but some guys are worth honorable mention.
Guys.
Keep going.
Move along.
There's one really good – I thought one really good tight end who played for both franchises.
I know.
Really smart fella, Mr. Ben Watson. I picked him over Gronk. Could have picked Gronk.
His brother?
Yes, Dan Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Played for both teams in 2011.
I also think you forgot the great O.J. Santiago, who played at Kent State.
I don't think I forgot anybody, Andy. I think I left people out because there are like 94 guys who played for both teams. And we got a dang schedule to follow. And I'm basking. And I'm like, oh, let me do it.
Well, just because you did a lot of work and I did 4 seconds worth of work. Keep going.
Can't have nice things.
You might even be able to find a special teams coordinator in here. Keep going.
I just went for one offensive lineman, but I ended up with three who played the same position. Dave Woolabaugh.
Yeah, you can't forget him.
Well, Dave still lives here in Northeast Ohio.
I know.
Dave,
friend of the
show.
You're
listening. Good to have you with us. Glad
I was not going to let Jeff forget you, Dave, just so you know.
Well, he's the guy. Dave's the guy.
Yeah, Jeff would have forgot you.
4 years in New England and then 4 years here. He was an original Brown when they came back. Mike Babb.
One of my favorites of all time.
Mike Babb. And Greg Rucozzi.
Oh.
Who I was sitting near at a Billy Joel concert at the Coliseum.
Ding.
And
Ding.
Greg was a heck of a nice guy. But, you know, Greg was like 6'5", 6'4", about 320. He couldn't sit in those seats. He had to get up and stand for the entire concert.
No, I believe it. I'll give you the same thing.
He had to get out of there.
I sat at a table with Neb Chandler and with Mike Babb.
Ding!
At a cystic fibrosis event. Had to have been 80s. I was probably a teenager, so they let me go. Yeah, probably 80s. And Neb taught me how to be an auctioneer that night. And man, if you gave a fake bid, he was all over you.
Oh.
Sir, if you move your hand, that is a bid. This is a warning. The next time I see you move your hand, you will have an official bid.
Dan, did Nev play for the Patriots and the Browns?
This is also not going to be a tight 15.
The defensive line, I just picked one guy. There's only one guy. Even though he never played defensive line for the Patriots, by God, he did here. Mr. Bob Golic.
That's friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Ding. Yep.
Bob's a terrific guy.
Are we really on a tight timeline here or what?
No.
You guys are
pushing me. I was just being a jerk.
Oh. Yeah, and which we enjoy, you know, especially when you get off on your tangents. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah, and you don't?
Dan, watch his head explode.
Go.
At linebacker.
Yes.
It can't be anybody other than Willie McGinnis.
Oh, yeah.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief.
Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Work in New England, get paid in Cleveland. Willie McGinnis!
Bring your dudes with you. You gotta have somebody to help install that thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The one that hurts the most, and you did not bring him up, so I'll bask in this one.
Wait a minute.
Do it.
Is he a position I haven't covered yet?
No. No, okay. It is. You only picked one linebacker, correct?
I'm not too. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Jamie Collins was another one who got paid.
Jamie got paid.
He came in and got paid.
And then he went back.
Romeo did awesome.
Yeah.
Romeo looked at Willie and said, "Hey, man, your bank account needs a little cash. Why don't you just come over here and just kind of walk up and down the sidelines? You don't even need to practice."
Jamie Collins was awful here.
If I needed another defensive lineman, I could have picked Anthony Unpleasant.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, how do you have a name Anthony Pleasant and not call him Unpleasant?
Because he was a nice guy?
Yeah, he was fine. He was a disruptive, nasty defensive lineman. He's unpleasant.
Right. Oh, punters can be interesting. DBs. Keep going, yes.
Your
keep
DBs. Going, yes. Going to go Ray Claiborne. Remember Ray Claiborne, who was really good with the Patriots? He was here for a little while.
He was here?
You could throw in, if you want a more modern era guy, Jabril Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you just want a really
Wait
nice...
Wait a second, hang on. Is Jabril, is he still standing in the middle of Lake Erie to play defense?
Is he playing for the Steelers now?
Oh, see, that is...
He is playing for the Steelers now. He's on special teams.
Yeah. Well, if he was playing
a penalty.
He'd be in coverage if he was standing in the new stadium in Buffalo, too. So.
And can I throw out the name of a guy who I think was a really nice kid when he was here and has gone on to have a nice coaching career, also played for the Patriots a little bit, and his name just came up in a conversation. I'll share it with you. Harlan Barnett.
Oh!
Remember Harlan Barnett?
No, not at all.
Harlan, not in the slightest.
No. Harlan played at Michigan State. I recently ran into a kid who actually went to Michigan State to play, and I was chatting with him, and he's a young guy, and he brought up the name Harlan Barnett, and he said, you know, my coach, Harlan Barnett, and I said, oh, you mean the bang stick? And he looked at me, and he went, how do you know that? And I went, oh, I knew Harlan. He was a nice kid, and that was his nickname, the bang stick.
I don't know. We once had Harlan Jackson was our quarterback at Heights High. It was great.
That's awesome.
Went to Cincinnati.
Special teamers.
I don't know if he played there.
The punter. There can be no one but Tom Tupa, pride of Brecksville High School.
Yeah, Tom Tupa was the one that I was thinking of. But
there are others.
Brian Wagner also.
Yeah. who, by the way, taught here in Northeast Ohio as a teacher for many years.
Was a high school football coach at Highland? Isn't that where he was?
Yeah, and taught at Brunswick.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I knew he was at Highland. I did a story on him.
The kicker. You're only as good as your last kick.
Yeah?
Matt Barr.
Oh, that's easy.
Matt Barr.
Yeah.
Your head coach, there's only one. That's Bill Belichick. Yeah. Although Sam Ratigliano was on both coaching staffs. Sam used to be a coach with the Patriots.
Wait.
But
Helote Froho didn't make this thing?
And the assistant coaches, I just put together
an... talk about these other guys. I want to talk about Ricky Feature and Mark Edwards. You want to talk about assistant coaches?
Well, the other one we should probably throw in just because he does Westwood One games every so often, Jason McCourty, too.
Yeah, well, okay. There are other DBs.
Just to toss out a fun name.
But he was barely here.
I know. He's a really nice guy, though.
He was barely here.
He's very friendly.
The assistant coaches, Mike Vrabel.
You two get to tell your stories about people being nice to you.
Yeah.
Mike was an assistant here last year, hanging out. Romeo Crennel, of course, was with the Patriots, and Bubba Ventrone. As Vrabe said, I played with Bubba.
Hmm.
So there you go.
How many Buckeyes do you think have played for both teams?
I don't know, Andy. What did Google tell us?
I Google didn't tell me. I just looked it up. You said him. Tom Tupa, that was it. Only guy that's played on both teams that went to Ohio State, according to...
No kidding.
Yep, according to the football database. Yeah.
Who knew? How about that?
What a good family the Tupa family is.
Isn't that funny?
Good people. Is that it?
I wonder if Bailey Zappe has any trade secrets left that he can share with the Browns as they get ready for this one.
Maybe. Remember Ted Washington? That guy was about 10,000 pounds. 365.
Ted was large.
365, yeah. 365.
That man was a mountain of a human.
Ted was large.
He referred to him as sir.
They named a state after him. He was so big. He was so big they gave him a district, too.
That's why you call that man sir.
Sir.
Man, was he big. I remember standing next to him. I was like, whoa.
You see him every year. They wear him once a year. The old classic New England Patriot uniforms.
Yeah.
That had the little center Patriot snapping the football on the helmet and the red unis.
Yeah, if you had enough quarters while you were eating breakfast at the pancake place, you'd put the quarters in, and that one always came up. You always got that stupid one.
Remember how big it was when the Patriots changed their uniforms? I mean, they had the major overhaul to go to the uniforms they ended up wearing to the Super Bowl.
Probably one of the best of all time, to be honest with you.
What, the new ones or the old ones?
The switch from the old to the new.
I liked their old uniforms. I thought they were great. Their new ones are great, too. I thought they came up with
ones.
So that was good. Jeff Thomas is just a man who works his tail off. He just dropped off some information for us, and we appreciate that, Jeff. What a guy!
Of which we won't pass along to you.
What a guy!
It's not relevant at this point.
No, it really isn't.
That's okay.
You're a young quarterback, Andy, and you're trying to make your mark after not having it work in one spot and then the other spot. And so you go to another team, and they're going to make you the starting quarterback, and things aren't going well. And let's be honest, you look really bad. Your offense looks really bad. It's not going well. It's going so poorly that your owner, the man who owns the franchise, decides publicly to say what a great job the head coach is doing because his quarterback stinks. Dan touched on this yesterday. And Woody Johnson, who owns the New York Jets, just had some things to say. This is rough, but I guess, okay, you're paying these guys a lot of money. Woody Johnson was at the NFL's fall league meetings in New York yesterday. And he said this about his head coach.
You want him to actually say it?
Yeah, him say it.
Got it right here.
Looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and
defense is pretty good. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Ooh! Ouch!
If we could,
let's go to Woody on line 4. Go ahead, Woody.
That was Jets owner Woody Johnson talking about his football team. He loves his head coach, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
And there's no problem. No, he's known him. He's a fan. But he just backed it up right over Justin Fields. It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got.
It's a good thing his family owns Band-Aids, right?
He has ability, but something is just not jiving. can you take anything out of this? But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. Hello, Cleveland.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't. Do you like that? That's an honest comment, isn't it? Yeah, it's super honest.
It's a real honest comment.
I mean, for a guy, I mean, if you've got the cash to own the team and this is an employee that you'd like to see a little bit more out of, I don't know that what he said wasn't
accurate.
Yeah, he's right.
Guys don't usually say such things, but hard to argue with the accuracy of that, isn't it?
We always say a lot of times, hey, be careful what you say up here because, you know, facts don't lie. And if you're going to say something, make sure you've got the facts to back it up. He kind of did.
He did.
So
he had the facts.
He followed our rule.
He had the facts. I've always been intrigued by Justin Fields. I thought he'd be pretty good in Chicago. And then I thought when he came to Pittsburgh, I thought, well, Steelers just got their franchise quarterback. And they're going to take their time and develop him and go. And then they had Russ Wilson there too. And they end up getting rid of both of them, which I thought was really interesting. Which brings us to comments number two.
Mm.
Russell Wilson talking about Broncos head coach Sean Payton. Remember, Russ was in Seattle and then ends up going to Denver and tons of money and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And there's Sean Payton. His Broncos played the New York Giants this week. And Jackson Dart, the rookie quarterback, was doing a fine job. Doing a fine job. And then the Broncos turned around and scored 33 points in the fourth quarter and won the football game by a point, 33-32. Nice job, kicker. You missed the extra points.
Nice job.
Don't say it, Andy.
I didn't.
You know, and Sean Payton said this in his postgame comments.
Would you like to hear it?
I sure would.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
So, in other words, we were hoping Russ Wilson would still be the quarterback when you played us. That's what that means. We were hoping you'd change to Jackson Dart after our game.
He didn't say any names, though.
He didn't have to. That quarterback, you found a spark. We were hoping that would happen after our game. Long after our game. Mm. So he's obviously complimenting Dart and sideways insult to the guy that he had quarterbacking his team recently. Russell Wilson didn't sit back and say, okay, well, that's his opinion, blah, 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 blah. Russell Wilson came out and said Sean Payton is classless. Classless, but not surprised, is what Wilson said about the comments. Said it on Twitter, but didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later through the media.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow.
Russ Wilson on Sean Payton's comments.
Talk about
classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Woohoo!
Wonder how things went in Denver.
Could you imagine what that was like?
Sean.
Could you imagine that? That both these guys, first of all, said it in public. And two, you drop the he's classless line, and then rips a bounty hunting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's a drop the mic, punch him in the face, watch him bleed, and walk away.
Can I pick your brain on this?
Sure. There isn't a whole lot there, but go ahead.
When Russ Wilson was in Seattle.
I don't remember these problems. Do you?
No. Well, eventually. Remember it was let Russ cook and all that stuff?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of stuff later on. You know, in Pete Carroll, and there were just a couple of things. And then he ended up leaving there and getting traded to Denver. Mm-hmm. But I thought he had a pretty good reputation, did he not?
I thought it was okay. Like I just said, I didn't think it was, like, was it perfect in the end? Probably not.
He was not considered a problem child there until maybe late.
Yeah.
Maybe late. And then he goes to Denver. It doesn't work out.
You think?
Well, he
Listen to these two bicker. They sound worse than you and I ever do.
Well, no, that's not possible. But to me, it's kind of stunning because though Russell Wilson wasn't great in Denver, it wasn't like it was absolutely atrocious. You know, it just didn't work too well. But boy, they must have just not gotten along, and that thing didn't fit and everything. Goodness gracious. But I'm surprised. And he's had trouble.
You're surprised they're yapping now, or are you surprised that it didn't work when they were
surprised,
Denver?
I'm surprised that Russ Wilson, after 10 years in Seattle, ends up basically having his reputation trashed. And it got trashed in Denver. It didn't get repaired in Pittsburgh, and it certainly didn't get repaired with the Giants this year, where he got benched for Jackson Dart. You know, he goes there, Jameis goes there, and then boom, they draft Jackson Dart. It's like, okay, thanks.
I don't know. Dart feels pretty good, though, right now.
Well, Dart looks really good, yeah.
Early on. But is the league going to figure it out? That's the question.
It surprises me that Russ's reputation has gone from being pretty good quarterback and pretty good citizen to, boy, that guy stinks, and boy, what a jerk. Because which is kind of the way it's come off.
Father Time caught up to Russ, and everybody has realized it except for Russ. Well, that's what's doing him in.
Yeah, except how do you say that? If they're going to still put him on a football field and pay him. And three teams did since he left Seattle and pay him, Andy, big time.
Only one team has paid him big time.
And that was Denver.
Everybody else, it's been... You know, Pittsburgh gave him the veteran minimum because Denver was paying him.
But he got paid.
The Giants, I don't think, gave him a whole bunch.
But the guy got paid.
Right.
Since he left Seattle. Correct. Credit to him. When he was in Denver that last year, he had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Yeah, but they put training wheels on Russ. They definitely put the...
They put the, I'm Sean Payton and we're going to do it my way.
Yep.
They went 8-9. In his second year there.
Yeah.
And that was the one year that he had there with Sean Payton.
He doesn't have the mobility anymore.
Remember, he went there and Nathaniel Hackett was the head coach. And that thing went sideways fast, really fast. And that didn't work. And then Payton comes in, he inherits Russ Wilson. And so, you know, Russ gets a coach that he didn't sign up for. And Payton gets stuck with a quarterback who's making a ton of money. And it did not work. But boy, those bounty hunting comments were harsh.
I just think it's
harsh.
It's just weird.
Were those out of line?
Listen, if you're going to say someone's classless, then just say they're classless and end it there. I don't know that I'm going to the next line. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're throwing oil on the fire or whatever. Gas on the fire, sorry, not oil.
Social media can be a dangerous thing.
Don't you agree? Like, okay, you want to call him classless? I'll respect you after you say that. So, okay, he's classless. Got it. But then when you fire back, now you're getting into that game. Why would he? And look, he's not wrong.
Would you guys agree with this?
Well, I mean, he's not wrong about what he was convicted of, but...
Both of the parts of Russell Wilson's comment, classless... And then the bounty hunting?
Yeah.
Those were a lot more harsh than Sean Payton just saying, yeah, we were hoping they'd make that change after us. That was kind of a veiled shot at Russ Wilson.
Sure. At least he took it that way.
Yeah. But
I think we all took it that way.
The other stuff was Russ just like a punch to the nose twice. First a right, then a left.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.